So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Greetings.
Welcome.
How's it?
Good, bro. Not bad at all, really. You saw the just before we had the quite a striking moment with the sun reflecting off the nearby building that's just being constructed. It's quite a nice moment, isn't it?
Sun. In a few weeks' time, I'll have all but forgotten what that looks like.
What?
After the barrage of films
in.
To come.
Fair
but,
enough.
But blah blah blah. The New Zealand National Film Festival. Blah blah blah. Blah blah blah.
It hasn't even started yet, yeah, and I feel like the hype is strong.
Well, it kicks off next week, which gives everybody a week to embrace the less cerebral end of the spectrum.
Okay.
Which I'm going to jump into that with gusto tonight by going to see an early screening of Crawl, which is a horror thriller about some alligators that get loose in a flooded town.
Alligator movies, eh?
And basically, like, this is the kind of probably 2 to 3 star trash that I'm really looking forward to seeing tonight.
I feel like alligator movies are kind of on like an Olympic 4-year kind of cycle. They're sort of like.
There was like a Lake Placid.
Yeah, that was kind of a while back, actually, wasn't it? Is this one? Is this in Sharknado territory? Or?
No, it's not in Sharknado territory. It looks a bit more serious in tone than this other film I'm going to mention, but it's from the same director as Piranha 3D. So
oh, I was going to say Piranha as well.
Yeah, so okay. Old Alejandro is on not unfamiliar watery turf here. But that's out this week. There's a couple of other 3-star kind of releases. But not to say don't go to the movies, because that's not what we're about here, but I discovered a whole lot of really good stuff on Amazon Prime on the weekend, and I'm going to probably knock off a couple of shows that I started watching.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
Teach me.
One of the multitude of streaming services,
okay.
Which now that we possibly have reached peak Netflix, the whole world of streaming is fragmented. Oh my God, are people going to start downloading?
Need another dealer. Need to find another dealer. Diversify your bonds a little bit, everyone. Stop trying to put all your eggs in one basket.
But the good thing is you can smash Amazon for a trial for free. Get in, get out.
That is
not,
good.
Not pay them any money.
Start up another email. Carry on with your life.
Bingo. So I started watching Good Omens, which is the adaptation of Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett's book of the same name. It's an apocalyptic comedy starring Michael Sheen and David Tennant as an angel and a devil.
I do enjoy about everything apocalyptic.
Yeah, this is it's kind of like got a bit of a, it's very gentle and British. It's sort of a bit Python-esque there.
This is all sounding quite good. What's it called?
It's called Good Omens.
Okay.
So, yeah, as mentioned, you can watch that for free. Also watched a couple of episodes of a horror show called Nosferatu, which is a based on the novel by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son.
Sorry, N-O-S?
N-O-S, as in nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
The number 4.
Mm-hmm.
The letter, I want to say A.
You can't
a,
buy a value, you're all out of cash.
I want to say A, and then the number 2, but it's a number plate. That's the guts there. It's like
or is
this
call them in America, which I quite like, vanity plates?
Yeah, that's fair.
It's better, eh?
That's fair. It's a sin, isn't it?
It's vanity? A sin.
Is vanity a sin?
Yeah, right. Imagine having a Christian-based vanity plate. That's confusing.
That's really Stephen Kingy, unsurprisingly by the DNA.
Your neck did a mint tweak on Kingy.
Watched a couple of episodes of that, and that was good. But I've also got pretty excited about starting to watch Nicholas Winding Refn's telly show.
Mint name.
Too Old to Die Young. You might know him from movies such as Drive, and slow, colourful dramas. The Neon Demon, of course.
Oh yeah. Familiar with that one.
Tony Tunes, who'd be familiar to the odd BFM listener, described it to me as glacially paced.
But there is a moment,
you know.
Stick around and the glacier eventually, you can surf a wave off the glacier.
He recommended it, but he did say glacially paced, and he put spaces in between all the letters of glacially paced in his communication with me. So
it won't happen overnight.
I think it's
going to
be pretty slow going. And there's also a show called. Let me just make sure I get this right.
Please do. That's we're here. This is an official.
This is crucial.
This is an official movie.
Tokyo
place.
Vampire Hotel.
Mint.
By Sonos Sion, who's a be familiar to viewers of the Incredibly Strange section of the International Film Festival program. He's a fairly bonkers director, and I don't know, do you really need to know much more about a show that's called Tokyo Vampire
nobody's,
Hotel?
Nobody's pushing you, man. We're just letting you tell the story.
Somebody texted
anything in.
Here's a one-sentence synopsis. Personally, that's enough, right? Tokyo Vampire Hotel.
Yes, totally.
One-sentence synopsis. After narrowly escaping being killed in a murder rampage, Minami runs for her life.
I know too much now.
She is chased by a member of the Dracula clan and a neo-vampire.
She goes upstairs, I bet.
It's probably... Yeah, it's a home, it's a hotel, you know... You want a room with a view, don't you?
Just leave this hotel.
Anyway, that's stuff you could do if you're sitting around inside. You could also go out and get some fresh air.
Oh, I mean, that's a strange... Yeah. This is an out there movie review segment, isn't it?
We talked last week about securing the right water bottle for the film festival.
Actually, it's funny you say that. I'd love your opinion on this common sense or organics hamper that I'm having people text in as maybe what you give as a gift to someone out of this whole hamper, because it's a little bit too much to have all these things.
All right.
We've got an organic cotton tote bag, a package-free handmade soap, a coconut fiber scrubber, silk dental floss, bamboo toothbrush, stainless steel straw, produce bags, beeswax wrap, and a stainless steel drink bottle.
That's a good one. I think that
what would you give away?
I think anything that's hygiene or cleaning related sends the wrong message as a gift.
That's true. Tell that to John. He got me some underarm deodorant.
Well, gift or self-preservation. It can be the judge.
You poke out the tote bag?
Maybe the tote bag.
Right at the bottom?
The wraps are probably quite good, because would you buy yourself beeswax wraps? Maybe not. Hey, back to movies.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Text in 53995, by the way, if you do have something that you'd like to give to a friend and win that hamper, if you have a 95 BFM B card. Carry on, mate. Sorry.
Speaking of movies and the cerebral and not so cerebral, I had a really great time on Friday night watching Showgirls at home with a couple of whiskeys.
Okay, what are we in for here with this program?
Well, Showgirls, well,
sweet soundtrack.
Yeah, it's got some Prince songs in it.
Oh yeah,
it's got
hot. That's hot.
It's got a nightclub scene with I'm Afraid of Americans playing very loudly with one of Paul Verhoeven's not very subtle moments in that film. Had a great time. It is playing tonight at the Hollywood Avondale.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. No, it's playing next week at the Hollywood Avondale. You've got a whole week to sort this out. This is great. It's rated R18 for violence, offensive language, and sex scenes, and I can verify that all of those things are indeed in the film.
Raunchy.
So go check it out. If you haven't seen Showgirls, especially watching it with a gang, you're going to have one hell of a good time.
It's good. I don't think I've said raunchy in like 4 years or so.
It doesn't...
It's been a long time. What's your favourite movie? Someone wants to know.
It's got a bad mouth shape.
Someone's like walking up to the DJ going, what's your favourite song? What's your favourite movie, Steve? Is there a Jimi Hendrix movie?
Every fibre of my being wants to say Freddie Got Fingered, starring Tom Green. So
we just send someone down the garden path.
So we're going to go with that.
That's what you get.
It's a masterpiece.
Fair enough. Up to these days?
Rip Torn at his finest.
What is that dude up to these days?
The last time I saw Tom Green...
He's so zany.
I think the last time I saw Tom Green was here in the BFM studio.
He kind of got the Paulie Shore treatment, eh? A little bit like, oh, where'd he go? Too weird.
A little bit. He ended up here. We had beers and stuff. That was a good Saturday drive. Oh, those days, eh?
That sounds ripping.
All right, that's me.
Thank you very much, Blue.
Go pick up a film festival guide. You can find them
on the floor at my friends' houses at the moment. Yep. They've been out for a minute. Pick them up and have a look and get your stuff in order and enjoy the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Pick the wrong one up and you might find that someone's like scribbled out a schedule for you as well. Saves you all the problems.
A little bit stalky.
Yep.
Star Wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.